This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you. And thanks for everyone that's with us today tuning in.
And Bridget, let's kick things off with a prayer here if we can. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for our family and our friends, our faith in you, and the fact we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our families and keep us safe from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, violence of all sorts, and anything that would lead us away from you. Please protect us in our travels and through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please one day welcome each member of our family into your holy kingdom. Amen. I want to mention this is the time of the program where we quite often mention some of the different ways that you can donate to Catholic Radio. And I know this personally because I'm old. If you are 72 and a half or older and you happen to have an IRA, you know that this time of the year, you have to take a certain amount of money out of your IRA, whether you want to or not, whether you need the money or not. If you leave it there, Uncle Sam's going to take half of the amount you should have taken. So there's no need for that. The reason I mention that is for a lot of people, it really is money that they don't really need, that they don't really want. And it's a time where you can make a donation to something like Catholic Radio or your favorite charity at a time when during most of the year you may not have any surplus cash that you can make a gift, even though you might want to make one, you can't make one. Well, this time of the year for people who fall into that category, it's a good time to, you know, step up and make a gift to Catholic Radio or whatever charity you might want to support with kind of a windfall of money. It's your own money, but still it's kind of an unexpected little windfall there. So if you fall into that category and would like to help us out, you can go online to CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can call us here at 317-870-8400.
Today, we're going to be talking about being called and gifted for mission. And really, as baptized Catholics, we are all called to something to serve the kingdom. And our guest today in studio is Dominican priest Father Brent Bowen. He is of the Office of Evangelization and Witness for the Diocese of Lafayette. So welcome, Father Bowen.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
And you go by Father Brent, so I'll...
Yes, please.
And you are a Dominican. Tell us a little bit. You're in the full white garb, and I actually wore white today in honor of St. Dominic. But
in one odd thing about Dominicans is a lot of priests have initials after their name, and Dominican, you'd think, obviously, well, D-O-M. No, you have O-P, which doesn't sound at all like Dominican.
Sure. OP stands for Order of Preachers, which is the actual name of the order. But we are colloquially referred to as the Dominican Order, founded by St. Dominic de Guzman in the 13th century, really at a time in the church where there was a lot of hubbub, a lot of people falling away from the practice of the faith. And St. Dominic identified a particular group in the southern part of France called the Albigensians, who lived a life of poverty, kind of in opposition to many of the wealth of the clergy that they witnessed, who weren't giving a very compelling witness to the Catholic faith. And so St. Dominic recognized the need for a new order to help bring these folks back to the Catholic faith, but to do so from the perspective of poverty, very similar to you know, other orders of that time, like the Franciscans. Francis had a very similar vision, the need to be able to preach Christ from poverty and to witness to the poor Christ. So the Franciscans and the Dominicans are cousins of sorts.
And the Dominicans, for the most part, are not diocesan or parish priests in the sense that most of our listeners go to church at least once a week and have a parish priest who kind of works for the diocese. That's a little bit different with Dominicans, right?
Sure. Well, the charism of the order is preaching, right? So it's called the Order of Preachers, but we preach in many ways. It could be in a parish. So we do staff two parishes in this area. My Dominican brothers, the community that I live in is in West Lafayette. So we're at St. Thomas Aquinas at Purdue, but they're also here in the Archdiocese of Indy. Dominicans are also down at St. Paul's at Indiana University. Mm-hmm. So we have the two rival schools where the Dominicans are in residence there.
There you go.
So and you're duking it out for souls, right?
Well, Purdue won the Old Oaken Bucket. Yeah. I just want to point that out for your listeners.
Yep. Well, Father Richard Dorr, who's my home parish priest at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I went to Our Lady of I worked at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and it's funny because I did attend IU, and he's Purdue, so he always will mention something about that when I was on staff there, but occasionally he'll mention it from the pulpit, so it was kind of funny. I didn't actually hear it this time. I did go to Mass with him, so I must have missed it. He must have been one of those early Masses that he was quite like asleep or something.
When people tell me they graduated from IU, I usually joke with them and say, well, no one's perfect.
So. Hey, well, I made it out a Catholic still and a solid Christian. So
praise God.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it does happen. Well, I want to talk a little bit about your background. How did you end up, just before we got started, you said you were from Maine. I thought maybe you were from Indiana somewhere. Maine, is that what you said?
Yeah, Maine. I grew up in Lewiston, Maine, and lived there my whole life until I went to college. I went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, about as far away from Maine as I could get, which is in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, nice.
I had the intention of being an air traffic controller at the time. But it was really at Embry-Riddle through the campus ministry that I came back to the practice of my faith and began to discern my own vocation to the priesthood.
Sure.
And I looked at a few dioceses, and I knew I was impressed by the priests that I met, but they didn't seem to be the right fit for me. I had a clear sense from God about that. So my spiritual director at the time suggested that I begin looking at religious orders and in God's providence, and you know, you look back and you can see his hand at work. The day after he made that suggestion, the Dominican vocations director was coming through town, and I got to meet him. So here I am.
Well, the world needs air traffic controllers, but I think the church needs good priests better.
It's funny, the motto of the air traffic controllers is "We lead people home," so I'm still leading people home.
Wow, that's so appropriate.
Yeah.
We're talking with Father Brent Bowen. He is a Dominican priest in the Diocese of Lafayette, serving in the Office of Evangelization and Witness. And I want to talk a little bit about your current role. Tell us a little bit about that and how long you've been in that position.
Sure, I've been working with the Diocese of Lafayette for a little over a year now, and I was brought on board to help to launch the Called and Gifted Charism Discernment Program, which is a program that helps Catholics to discern their spiritual gifts, how they can build up the kingdom of God, how God can call and use them through their gifts to help build up the kingdom, both in the church, but also in their world and in our communities.
Now, is that the title almost sounds like it's vocation driven, like see what we can unearth here that might make a good priest, sister, monk.
So I think a lot of times, like Bridget was saying, I think we know the fact that God calls all of us to play a part in the kingdom. And I think sometimes when I tell people that, people look at me like skeptically. They're not sure what to think about that because it's very obvious. We have the very obvious calls of priesthood and religious life and whatnot in our church, but there's a more fundamental call for every baptized person. In I believe it was 1987, the church had a synod of bishops, and the topic of that particular synod was on the vocation of the laity. Mm-hmm. And a year later, Pope John Paul II released a letter called Christi Fidelis Laici, so Christ's lay faithful. And in that letter, he talks all about this reality of being called. One of the things that he says is that the fundamental objective of the formation of the lay faithful is so that each and every one of us can hear God calling us and to be more interiorly free to respond to that call. I want to just quote one section of it because I think it can be so helpful for your listeners. John Paul says this, God calls me and sends me forth as a laborer in his vineyard. He calls me and sends me forth to work for the coming of his kingdom in history. This personal vocation and mission defines the dignity and the responsibility of each member of the lay faithful and makes up the focal point of the whole work of formation. And I couldn't have said it better myself, right? Like, God gives every single one of us, he calls us from baptism to play some important role in his kingdom. Called and Gifted, the program that I help administer in the Diocese of Lafayette, is really aimed at helping people to discern, what is God calling me to do uniquely? Mm-hmm. And how has he given me the gifts, the charisms, to be able to fulfill that mission? And that's really what Called and Gifted is about.
Yeah, so everyone listening, I mean, you know, as a lady, and I, as you were talking about that, I was thinking the springtime in the church, you know, that's, you know, the, it's not just the laity, but it is a big part of like getting the laity really active, you know, in using their gifts and talents to do that unique thing that we were created for. And we've got, I kind of look at it like you've got the vocation of whatever your vocation is, like maybe religious, priesthood, married vocation, or called to this, you know, single life in the secular world. There's, you know, there's different vocations, but then within that you have your specific individual kind of call.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And so, and you know, Jim and I, we're doing our Catholic radio thing. You know, we're using our gift of gab. We're both Irish. It comes naturally, right, Jim?
Absolutely.
And
gift
so,
of blab, some people call it.
That's right. That's right. That's perfect. But, you know, everyone has that. So talk a little bit about the, I guess it's the process of called and gifted. And this is in person and online. So no matter where you are, obviously the in-person is much better. We all know that when we go to retreats and seminars and workshops that it's way better in person. But talk about what happens and what the process is. And there is one coming up February 10th in Logansport at All Saints. I'll just mention that.
Yeah. Just to respond to one thing, and then I'll get into called and gifted, which is that you don't have to have a personal vocation of working in Catholic radio,
yeah,
or being a priest or being a religious, or God calls everyone in their unique circumstances. So it might be in your family. It mm-hmm. might be in your career. It might be in anything else. Like, God uses so many of our ordinary circumstances in life to call us to participate in the building of the kingdom. Now, to actually
That's
answer
so
your
good.
Question.
That's
yeah.
so good, though, because, you know, in the family, like,
right.
mom.
The most important vocation.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, honestly.
I mean, I know. And it's like, if you're a good mother, if you really take that seriously, a good sister, a good father, a good brother, a, you know, member of the family, good grandparent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just unlimited what you can do
yeah.
with God.
We tell a lot of stories in the called and gifted process. And one of them that we like to tell is the story of a woman named Margaret Howery. So most people have not heard of her, but if you lived or grew up in the area of New Orleans, you've heard of Margaret. So Margaret was an immigrant from Ireland who, after she arrived on the shores in the United States, had lost her husband, her young children, and was penniless and basically illiterate, right? She decided to, she was an industrious Irish woman, right? So she decided that she was going to kind of save up what little money she could, and she went and decided to go door to door and to just collect people's laundry and launder their clothes. And she saved up enough money to then buy a few cows. She opened a dairy, and she took all of that money and then she bought a defunct bakery. And so she would give all of the money from all of these business enterprises that she had, because she herself was an orphan. She paired with a group of religious sisters in the New Orleans area and helped them found and fund their orphanage, right? This was a woman of prodigious wisdom. Every member of society would come to her and want to get advice from her. She had two dresses. She had one that she wore every single day, and then she had one that she would wear on Sunday to church, right? A very ordinary woman who made a huge impact on the kingdom in her local area, right? And I love telling those stories in Called and Gifted because it helps us realize and to claim the fact that God calls everybody, regardless of our circumstances, right? Now, called and gifted, what we do in that that process is it's a three-part process. It's a workshop, it's a one-on-one interview with a member of our team, and then it's a small group process to help people continue to discern their charisms and their vocations.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about the called and gifted process. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
In the last 20 years, Catholic Radio Indy has proven to be an effective way to help Catholics stay connected to their faith. Through its teaching and devotions, it has served as solid ground for Catholics who strive to practice their faith in an ever-increasingly secular world. It's reached Catholics who no longer practice their faith. It invites non-Catholics to learn about the Catholic Church, and it brings comfort to the sick and homebound. Today, Catholic Radio Indy is more essential than ever. It serves as a consistent and intimate presence, helping Catholics and non-Catholics alike make sense of a confused and hurting world and stay closer to the founder of our church, Jesus Christ. It provides spiritual guidance and insights and is a powerhouse of Catholic education, 24 hours per day, 365 days per year. If you can, please help support this ministry by making a monthly gift at CatholicRadioIndy.org. That's CatholicRadioIndy.org or call 317-870-8400.
How can you tell friends and neighbors and even total strangers about Catholic Radio Indy without saying a word? Just put one of our oval stickers on the rear of your vehicle. We now have stickers for all of the areas that we serve. Just go online to CatholicRadioIndy.org and click on Connect with CRI. Leave us a message. Tell us where you live, how many stickers you'll need, your mailing address, and we'll send you up to 5 stickers free. Of course, if you'd like to make a donation while you're on the website, you can do that too. But the stickers are free. That's CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. It's an easy way to help us spread the word about Catholic Radio Indy. That little sticker on your rear window can not only help people find Catholic Radio, it might also help them find salvation. Get your free sticker today at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Father Brent Bowen. He is the of the Office of Evangelization and Witness for the Diocese of Lafayette, and we're talking about being called and gifted, a process. And really, it's kind of a three-part, really, discernment process. Do you want to talk about the process again real quick?
Sure. So the process consists of three parts. It's a workshop. It's a day-long workshop, which we give live at one of our parishes usually. And then after the workshop, we try to meet one-on-one with every participant and help them kind of unpack what they've learned mm-hmm. in the workshop, to kind of learn a little bit about their individual charisms. And then the third part is a small group process. And in the small groups, people begin to experiment with one of the charisms and verify whether or not they see it present and active in their own life. And everybody in the small group is experimenting with a charism, and so they're able to listen for how the Holy Spirit might be at work in that person's life. So,
and we really need everyone all hands on deck right now.
Yes.
So that's why this is so important. Share with us your understanding or explanation of charism.
Sure. So a lot of times we hear this idea of gifts, right? And mm-hmm. and as Catholics, we immediately go back to the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? So I'm gonna challenge your listeners to say them with me, right? Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, piety, fortitude, fear of the Lord, right?
I was just going to say that.
Good, yes. Good. I knew you were. I just took the words right out of your mouth, right?
You did. I was like drawing a blank. I had to think about those.
Glad you didn't ask.
Yeah. So those are a kind of grace called sanctifying grace. They're meant for our own growth and holiness and to become saints, right? But there's another kind of grace. I'm a Dominican. I can't talk in public without saying St. Thomas Aquinas' name once, right? Mm-hmm. St. Thomas talks about this other kind of grace called gratuitous graces, and the charisms are a kind of gratuitous grace. So whereas the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit are for you and for your own sanctification, the charisms are really meant, they're gifts given to us by God so that we can give them away to others. So 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit for you, charisms for others. And they can be very ordinary type things. So like the charism of mercy, for example, being able to tend to the needs of the most the poorest among us, right? To the tangible deeds to help relieve their suffering. But it also could be something as ordinary as encouragement, being able to bring God's presence into conversation by your presence and by your words, right? But it also could be somewhat more extraordinary, like the charism of evangelism. How do you draw people into a relationship with Jesus, right? There are 23 charisms that we go over in the Called and Gifted process, and we help people to learn about them and then to identify. We give them an inventory so that they can kind of as a starting point for how they can begin their discernment, and then we walk them through that discernment process.
And you're not too young or too old, right? Because, right?
Yeah, so God gives charisms to everybody. So if you have been baptized, you have charisms.
And right? That's usually at birth.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so if you've been baptized, you have charisms. There is no such thing as vocational unemployment in our church, right? And sometimes people just need to hear someone say that to them. Like, no, you have gifts. God has gifted you, and he has called you to a particular mission. How are you going to respond to it?
And so this can be... This is in person. Do you have to be 18, or what? What are the youngest members that have gone through this process, the workshop?
So we usually have adults participate in the Called and Gifted process. And the reason why is part of the discernment process is you reflect on your life experience to see where the charisms may have been at work. And most children don't have enough experience to reflect on. So it's for adults, but it's for anybody. Anybody from any walk of life can come and learn about the charisms and to learn where they may be at work in their lives and which charisms God may have gifted them with.
And we have a couple minutes left, and I want to, for people that want to find out more, how do they sign up or get registered to do this?
The easiest way to do that is to go to the Diocese of Lafayette's website. It's dol-in.org. And then pull up the list of offices and click on Office of Evangelization and Witness. I promise you will find something about discerning your spiritual gifts on that website.
Now, at the moment, is this ministry or this charism limited to the Diocese of Lafayette? We cover Archdiocese of Indianapolis as well, and of course we're streaming and other things. Who knows where? But is this your ministry limited to the Diocese of Lafayette?
No, we have people in fact, the last workshop that we ran, we had a whole group of people from a parish here in the Archdiocese of Indy. So anybody can come and participate.
And I understand that there is an online version. So really, if you're hearing this via podcast or streaming, we have people literally hearing this show all over the world. It's pretty amazing. I look at where our podcasts are downloaded. Talk about the online version, how to do that if you just cannot get to this area.
Sure, yeah, and that sometimes is the case. The Catherine of Siena Institute that produces the Called and Gifted Workshop, their website is siena.org, and you can find information about how to do the self-guided online version of the Called and Gifted process. You can also do one of those one-on-one interviews with a trained team member through that website, and you can also participate in the small group process on Zoom through them.
Now, you have these at various parishes. How do you determine which parishes? Do they invite you, or do you invite yourself, or how does that work?
Yes.
Both?
Yeah, so we try to, at least in Lafayette, we try to spread them around so that they're close. So we had, I think the first one we ran was in Kokomo. We had one in Lafayette. We had one at Holy Spirit in Geist back in October 2023. We're going to go up to All Saints in Logansport in February so that we can cover the folks on the kind of the north and the central part of the Diocese of Lafayette. But anybody can participate from anywhere. We want to try to make it as available as possible.
And is there a cost? I'm just wondering.
There is a cost, and I want to say it's $60. Okay. So, but check our website.
And it probably covers lunch or something like that.
Yeah. So that covers everything that you can, that you'll need throughout the Called and Gifted process. So that covers all of your workshop materials, your lunch, that'll cover your book, that'll cover your interview, that'll cover everything. And so it's a really, people think, oh, $60, can I afford $60? It'll be the best $60 that you spend. If you want to know where God is calling you, this will be a great way to start that learning about that process.
We actually have about 4 minutes left, and I'm curious, what are some of the feedback that you've heard from people that have attended? Because I've talked to a couple people that attended, and they really thought it was very worthwhile. But what have you heard?
I think a lot of people go through their life as Catholics, and they maybe volunteer to do things, and they seem to enjoy doing them. And then they come to Called and Gifted, and they learn about the charisms, and they begin to discern that, that the presence of that charism, and suddenly they go, oh, that's what this is called, right? Mm-hmm. So all of that time that I've been spending down at the food pantry serving the poor, oh, that's because I have a charism of mercy, right? God has called me to in this particular way to serve his people, right? Or it might be something like teaching, right? You sign up to teach your religious ed at your parish, and mm-hmm. you seem to be a particularly good teacher. Well, mm-hmm. you might have a charism for teaching. So people participate in the process, and they begin to realize, oh, this is that's what that is. They finally have a name for it. And I've seen many people who have gone on as a result of discerning their charisms to discern big things for the kingdom, right? God isn't calling everybody to do those things, but he's calling some of us to it.
For sure. Before we go, could you give our listening audience a blessing before we go? Are we going to find out our charism after the blessing?
You have to attend the workshop if you want to learn your charisms.
Okay.
A little plug there, right? All right, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks and praise for calling us and gifting us to serve in your kingdom, to worship you, and to make you known to all of our friends, our family, and the entire world. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that are open to hearing your call in our lives. And we make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We've been talking with Father Brent Bowen. He is of the Office of Evangelization and Witness for the Diocese of Lafayette. We've been talking about being called and gifted, the process that a workshop is coming up in Logansport, All Saints Parish, on February 10th. And you can get more information by going to the Diocese of Lafayette website, Evangelization Office, and getting all the details. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Brigid@CatholicRadioIndy.org. Or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.